I'll just BS my way through it. Padded Room Podcast on a windy Tuesday night tonight. My name is Darian. Miss Monica is here.
I am here.
Buddy is in the house.
Yes, I am.
What's going on with you guys?
That stupid wind.
I know, right?
The wind is horrible. Yeah. We're supposed to have nice weather this weekend, though.
That's cool. We had nice weather last weekend. I got a fucking sunburn.
Yeah.
What the shit is this? It's April. I got a goddamn sunburn, buddy. I'm going to start peeling and shit.
I got a tan.
Well, yeah, but you always have a tan.
You got this natural tan.
You've got like a, you're like a natural crispy brown, golden, glowing tan.
Yeah, I was out there all day Saturday just trying to soak up everything.
Where you go to the lake?
No, just in my backyard.
Back picking up dog poop, right?
No.
Oh, that's where I got. I did 3 miles on Friday, did yard work all day Saturday, and then did 5 miles on Saturday. I got a fucking son. I got the stupid wife beater.
Oh, no.
Tan. That's the worst.
Oh, yeah, you better get rid of that.
Son of a bitch. How am I going to even that out? Go lay in the backyard?
Or do some yard work without your shirt on.
That's what I did. What? No, I didn't.
No shirt.
I know. That's, I got to.
Yeah, just make sure you use sunscreen. It'll blister up.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah, like I did last summer.
Pancake boy.
Yeah. Although, as much as I'm working, I'm going to look like a ghost by the end of this.
Yeah, you're not getting a tan.
No way.
You'll be lucky to even go outside. Really?
Yeah, right?
Shit. Right on, people. Buddy, how was your week? Just work, work?
Yeah, just work. Yeah. Pretty good, actually.
Right on.
Yeah.
Doing good? Are you adjusting to your new no days off schedule?
Yeah. I'm not doing too bad.
Fuck you. I feel like an underachiever talking to you. You know that?
As long as I get to bed 8 to 10, I'm okay.
Yeah? What time you got to get up, usually?
4 o'clock Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and 5 o'clock Monday through Thursday.
Fuck. Why are you even here? If I was you, I would be at home.
This is kind of like my weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is your day off.
Oh, wow.
That's what I look forward to. So if I didn't have this, I'd be just a zombie.
Now I'm going
to
give you a hug. Because I feel horrible.
Just keep the tongue in your mouth.
I was thinking of taking a job at a motel, you know, to do the front desk. And it's 10 to 6 in the morning on like Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I was like, oh, I don't know if I could do that.
Why not?
It gives me 15 minutes to get home, shower, and then go to work at 8.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Dude, what are you guys doing?
Well, I don't have a life, so.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
so me neither, but.
I could fill it with some work right now.
Fuck. I feel like a lazy sack of shit talking to you guys. I have one job, and I only work 4 days a week.
You're lucky.
The rest of the time, I'm here playing with myself. I got a quick few announcements to make really quick. I changed the reward program over at the Patreon page.
Yeah.
Made a little a few adjustments there. Very cool. Check that out. We put the link up on the Facebook page if you're interested in that. Number two, I went ahead and launched my own solo show exclusively for Patreon.
Very cool.
Padded Room Insomnia.
Clothes on or?
It's optional. It depends. Usually I'll do like a nice loincloth type of a thing. So what I'm doing over there, inmates, is I'll just do one movie. I'll just knock it out real quick, run you through it, tell you what I thought, and that'll be it. I did The Black Coat's Daughter last week. I'm probably going to drop that into the usual RSS feed just to show everybody what they're missing. Anybody in the $5 tier gets access to Insomnia, so check that out if you feel like it.
Very cool.
And that's what we'll do.
Nice.
Cool.
So, yeah. In the meantime, we got a regular shit show to get into this week. We got horror news, listener mail. Got to talk about another Eric Roberts movie.
Yeah.
A I should have left Crack House Matt in the cell in the fucking escape room.
Yeah. I threw away the key.
Yeah. Leave him in there. Son of a bitch. Now we got to do Eric Roberts movies. But at least this is the end of it.
Yes, thank goodness.
So let's start it off with some horror news.
Horror news.
Monica, anything?
No, not this week.
All right, buddy.
All right, so The Predator just got significantly delayed. 20th Century Fox has shifted the release from its February 2018 slot all the way to August 3rd, 2018. That's a half a year later.
Why? Yeah, man.
What I read is that they think it's going to be big enough to compete with the summer blockbusters.
Yeah, the tail end of the summer blockbusters.
That actually bodes well as far as quality of movie goes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's probably going to go up against the next Avengers movie or some shit.
Hmm.
Right on.
Yeah. So Funko just canceled the Tom Cruise pop, the vinyl toy from The Mummy.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I'm devastated. I had my heart set on the Tom Cruise Funko popper.
Yeah, because they got Aminette and Morton.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was worried about Morton and the other guy.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that the reason for the cancellation is that Tom Cruise believes the actor's known for not allowing his likeness to be used for merchandising, and it is quite possible that this is what ultimately led to the cancellation of it.
Motherfucking Scientology, dude.
He's such a dick.
It's Scientology.
I can't stand the guy.
Yeah, I can't either.
What, did you guys go on a weekend with Tom Cruise? And he drank all the beer or something? Seemed like an alright guy to me, except for the Funko thing. And the Scientology thing, I guess.
Right.
Not that I have anything against Scientologists, I'm just saying. Weirdos.
And last I have is The X-Files has been renewed for season 11. What do you think about that?
Who watches that?
GP and his daughter. I cannot get into The X-Files. Yeah. I've tried repeatedly.
Yeah, I tried too. I can't get into it.
It's aliens, man.
Every single episode.
It's fucking aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be a 10-episode order, which is 4 more than the season 10 revival.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's all I got.
If they would just break from Aliens for a little 3-episode track where maybe there's like a voodoo zombie outbreak or some shit. You know what I mean? Go crazy with it. It's the X-Files, not the Alien Files.
Right.
That's what they should just call it, the A-Files. Call it the A-Hole Files.
There you go.
What do you think of David Duchovny?
He's aging well.
Yeah, Monica, you have sex with David Duchovny?
No.
Why not?
That's not my type.
X-Files, David Duchovny, not Californication. You look like a loser in Californication.
Yeah.
He started off in porn.
Did he?
Yeah.
No, he did not.
He's a sex addict.
Well, yeah, he's addicted to porn. Did he make an actual porn movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
How's he hung?
I don't know.
I'm going to Google that.
Yeah, Google it.
Duchovny. Oh, you son of a bitch.
I'll Google it.
All right.
There you go.
I want to see that. Yeah. What do we got here?
His first screen was actually in porn.
Well, I just finished Twin Peaks, and he plays a cross-dressing FBI agent in that one.
Oh, wow.
And he's only in for an episode or two, but he makes a pretty good chick.
Okay.
Yeah, not too bad on the eyes. Oh, what do we got here? Tasia Farmiga, you know the name?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Want to touch her inappropriately? Mm-hmm. She has joined the cast of The Nun.
Yes.
That Conjuring spinoff. Yes. I like that.
That's awesome.
So, here's what I'm wondering.
She's hot.
I agree, and I'm pretty sure she's legal. I could be wrong about that, though. Since Vera Farmiga is...
older sister.
Yeah, and she is in the Conjuring movies, I wonder if their characters are going to be related.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because, I don't know.
I had no idea they were sisters.
They look like mother-daughter.
They look like mother-daughter, right?
Yes!
Oh, that's a whole new realm of spank fantasy that I can get into right there. That's something to look forward to. Friday the 13th, the video game has gotten a final release date, finally. And it's next month, May 26th.
Wow.
I did not pre-order it. I probably should have. But whatever. All those extras, I can probably find them on PSN.
Yeah, I want to buy it, but I'm not going to have time to play it, so I'm just going to wait.
Dude, I keep thinking I'm going to come home and I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to play Destiny, and then I get home and I'm like, Deacon wants to play Cars, and then I got to watch a movie for this show. And I've been putting Destiny off for like 4 months now. Lastly, it looks like Hulu has ordered a pilot for Joe Hill's graphic novel series, Lock and Key.
Really?
You guys familiar with this at all?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Series of graphic novels. I'm not 100% sure what it's about. I think it has something to do with like a house that keeps like shifting and like the rooms keep morphing or something like that.
Huh.
Oh.
It's okay. From Joe Hill, so I'm sure it's going to kick ass.
Huh. Doesn't wow. sound bad.
No, it's some kind of a haunted house gig. Yeah. Dimensional thing. Who knows? So I got on the horror news, kids. Let's jump right into some listener mail. See how many dick pics we got this week.
Look who else made a porn.
Who is that?
Jackie Chan, that's right.
Jackie Chan made that. A porno?
Yes.
I don't know if I want to see that one. Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
The chicken listener side. Mail.
Oh, we got a little voicemail, a little email action.
All right.
Let's start it off with the emails and our main man. We got a new Patreon subscriber. Hey now! Hey. Who's in the house? It's Crease. Crease is already a Patreon subscriber, I thought.
Increased it.
She did. She edited her pledge up to $10. Very cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Crease.
Crease, under the...
Absolutely.
What we're doing now, Crease, just to bring everybody abreast, if you're in the $1 tier, you get a shout-out on the show and a padded room decal. If you're in the $5 tier, you get the shout-out and the decal and access to bonus audio, which I'm going to be posting exclusively to Patreon. If you're in the $10 tier, you get the shout-out, the decal, the audio, and bonus video, which I'm going to be making alone in this room all by myself.
Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky.
Just me and my fog machine, Crease. Enjoy it.
Deep breath.
Oh, that's gross. Crease, thank you very much for your donations, babe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's so awesome.
Dude, if we ever become like a corporate entity, we're going to have to give Crease like 3% ownership or something like that.
Right.
I don't know why. That's just, it's a legal matter, Crease. I'm sorry. We got Crackhouse Matt coming in here.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
Subject line, can't you just talk about frailty instead?
It'd be nice.
Well, no, Matt, we can't because some fucking asshole picked Eric Roberts month.
Right.
Hey there, Padded Room. As the title suggests, I think it might be a wise idea this week to cover immersion therapy like it was the movie of the week and give Human Centipede 3 just a quick soundbite. I would love to do that.
Right.
Human Centipede 3 was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I didn't particularly care for 1 or 2, but decided to see 3 when I heard Eric Roberts was involved and wanted to see just how bad it could be. Well, not to paraphrase Billy Madison, but... the movie is one of the most insanely idiotic movies ever made. At no point in their rambling, incoherent film were they even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone that watches this piece of shit is now dumber for having done so. I award this movie 0 stars, and may God have mercy on their souls. Yeah, man, it's we'll get into that.
We'll get into that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Frailty, on the other hand, while not perfect, was a highly enjoyable film, and although they telegraphed the twist at the end a little bit, I really, really liked it. I also managed to watch a couple of other horror films this week. On Monica's recommendation, I watched Street Trash.
Oh,
oh boy. It's fine. It's 80 schlock. I don't know what it says about me, but that movie was fucking awesome!
The car scene was the best one.
Probably, yeah. Nothing like a little bum rape. full-on 80s schlock, which is exactly what I had been in the mood for. It's sad they don't really make movies like this anymore, but I'm glad I got to experience this one for the first time. It was because of this movie I almost titled my movie, Fuck You, Give Me a Bottle of Booze, Here's My Dollar, Suck My Dick. Wait a minute, I almost titled my movie. Is Matt making a movie?
Oh.
Matt, if you're making a movie, I want to know about it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the trials and tribulations of the real estate market in Baltimore. The last movie I was able to check out was The Purge: Election Night. I really do enjoy the Purge movies, and this one was no different. I'm glad that Candy Girl bitch got shot in the face by a shotgun early in the movie,
yeah,
and they didn't drag it out until later in the movie. Yeah, she was a real bitch bag.
Yeah, she
Fuck
was.
You. It does go a little deep into Black Mirror reflection of the current political climate, but I was able to not think too much about it and just enjoy watching Frank Grillo kick some ass. I'd love to see the other one ditch the political commentary, though, and see if they can just make a straight-up horror flick. Anyway, that's all I got this week, and sorry about the whole Eric Roberts month thing. At least it's almost over.
Yeah.
Well, I think we... No, we didn't. I was going to say, I think we saved the worst for last, but I can't get past the summoning, man. That was complete dog shit. At least this one had a porn star in it.
Yeah.
So that's points in my book.
A fully clothed porn.
Unfortunately. Porn. Who's that?
That's as good as I got.
Is that David Duchovny's wiener?
Yeah.
So he did. Is that gay porn?
I don't know.
That looks like gay porn, dude. I don't know. I'm not watching it if it's gay porn. Up next, we got Tony in the house.
Hey, what's up, Tony?
Tony's in the house. Subject line, you're a fucking liar.
Uh-oh.
I think he's talking to me. He's about to call me out on some bullshit. Greetings, Padded Room. Hope everyone had a good week. Mine wasn't terrible except for severely pissing my girlfriend off.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that explains it. That's like the go-to. Yeah. It started Saturday night. I was watching an episode of Black Mirror. It was the playtest episode where the guy is testing out augmented reality. That's an awesome episode. Have you guys seen that one?
No, I haven't seen a series yet.
This dude is like, he's like traveling the world and he runs out of money. And I think he's in Europe or something. But he hooks up with this gamer chick at a cafe. And she's like, oh, there's this big time gaming company here in town. And they're playtesting and they'll pay you to come playtest, like play their new video game.
That sounds
and it's,
cool.
It's augmented reality. They like inject this thing in the back of your neck.
Oh.
And then you basically just kind of pass out and play the video game in your head.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. Of course, well, things go awry from there, as they're wont to do. My girlfriend asked me if it was scary, to which I said, I don't think so. Hasn't been so far. 10 minutes later, giant fucking spider tries to eat the main character. Girlfriend gets pissed off and storms out of the room. See, he got lucky. I took my wife back before we got married. I took her to see 30 Days of Night in the movie theater.
Yeah.
And I told her it was a movie about going to the prom. What? I did not get sex for quite a while. Fast forward to Sunday night where I'm watching Cube. My girlfriend again comes in and starts watching it. Again, she asks, is it scary? To which I reply, no way. Just a bunch of people trapped in a cube. 2 minutes later, the escape artist gets his face melted off with acid. Again, the girlfriend gets pissed off and tells me, you're a fucking liar, and leaves. So, Padded Room, am I a liar or is Cube really not scary?
It's not scary.
I don't think sci-fi.
It's sci-fi.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like... It's
got a couple gross scenes, but it's cheesy sci-fi gross.
Yeah, it's not like, I could see like a haunted house, that thing being scary.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest. Your girlfriend, Tony, is in absolutely no danger of being trapped in a giant space cube. So, unless she actually feels that there are space cubes out there, in which case... I would like to hang out with her and learn more about her space cubes.
Yeah. Or if you decide to build one.
Oh, yeah, that I would like to be a part of that also, Tony.
Yeah.
I don't think you're a liar, my friend. Don't worry about it. We also watched the first episode of the new Mystery Science Theater called Reptilius, about the giant reptile. It wasn't scary, so I got off easy there. Until next time, Tony.
Very cool.
You're always safe with Mystery Science Theater. Have you guys checked out the new Mystery Science Theater yet?
Not yet.
I heard it's badass. I heard it's really
funny. I don't even know when this stuff is on.
Oh, it's all on Netflix.
Oh, on Netflix.
Yeah, watch it on Netflix. That's all we got on the emails. Let's get into some voicemails. All
right.
I don't know if these came in order or not. We'll try this one. I believe this is Sarah. I understand she watched Train to Busan this week.
Yeah.
This could get a little emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, what a great movie.
God damn it.
Huh? Hey, guys. It's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey,
and,
Sarah.
And Train to Busan got me really depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to our world.
Really depressed.
Well, it's going to be okay.
So, my dad has tried or tried to go out to.
Huh?
I'm to watch it for a month now, and I just finally said yes so I could just watch it and get it over with, because zombies, trains, it just kept playing with us.
I think we're losing her.
It just probably another movie Darian picked.
Wow.
No. But I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. The first few minutes into it, it's like, oh god, the zombie apocalypse is already starting. There's a zombie deer. And if you have known how much I wanted to see a zombie animal, I was really happy. I was so happy.
Was there a zombie animal?
Yeah, when he hit the deer at the beginning.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I'm just going to quick and say, I cried.
Well, we all did. I think, yeah.
It was great. It was fun. I love crying.
Don't you, though?
My dad will probably argue with me, but I don't cry so easily.
I like to think I don't either.
Horror movie. I didn't expect the feel. So that's great. The effects are really cool. They were really cool. The zombies are really cool too.
Yeah, they were on crack.
What? I'm hi.
Are you crying right now?
GP,
the hell's going on over there?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Sound like GP walked in.
Yeah. She's got another 19 seconds. I think she's calling from her attic again. I'm going to have a hell of a time editing this, I'll tell you that. Alrighty. Ragnar knows. All right, Sarah. Well, you know what? I think there's a transcript here. Let me see if I can just fill in the blanks. Do-do-do-do-do.
If the transcript cuts out, this ought to be pretty
interesting. Okay, there is a transcript. I'm going to read what I think Sarah was going for, although it doesn't always translate correctly.
Right.
My name is Seth. I am responsible. Okay. Hey, guys, it's Sarah, and dreamed of the Scylla. Oh, okay. Dreamed of the Scylla and got me depressed, really like depressed. So my dad has tried to got it, Aaron to watch it for a month now. And I just finally said yes, so I could just watch it and get it over with, because Zombies Train kept playing with us. All right, this doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, sorry, Sarah. Dude, just call from your dad's phone, please. It's a lot easier to make out what you're saying. Speaking of her dad, I think this one came in first.
Hey,
GP.
Hey, GP. I'm excited to see my little package arrive.
It did? Yeah. We should talk about that.
I checked the tracking because I don't trust the post office, and it was supposed to be there Friday.
Okay.
And Friday came and went, and it still hasn't delivered. I checked Saturday. It apparently went to California.
Oh, great.
I don't know how the fuck it overshot you, but I don't trust the post office. But I think I checked it, whatever. But
yeah, it happens.
Now, the thing is, it's not necessarily a challenge for you guys. It's just a gift.
Oh, well, thank you. Cool.
I can't do the patron thing because my wife would kick my ass up and down the street. I just want to give you guys a little something. So I figured, what the hell? My boss didn't want this shit, and I bought it from her, and then I put the picture on it. Can you say it was cute? Go fuck you. Don't show me how cute it
is. Oh, just breaking your balls, GP.
That's the emergency therapy frailty. I didn't watch it this time. I have watched it before. I liked it. So thanks to RIP, man. I want to say it's a great movie, but it's a very good movie. I really like it. That's that. However, I did see Train to Busan. Now, ever since it showed up on Netflix, I've been begging Sarah to watch it with
me. We heard, sort of.
Mostly because, it's got heels at the end. And she kept on blowing me off. And so, finally, I said, after like a month, I think that was a month, said, screw it, I'm going to watch it by myself. So I watched it by myself. And my wife was in the other room doing her thing.
Mm-hmm.
She kept on poking her head in and said, what's the stupid thing you watch? It's a good movie, don't worry about it. And she's like, well, yeah, right. and she keeps on doing her thing, and she keeps on checking in. And she says, you know, you're going to make me sit down and watch this. So she, we're watching it. Now, my wife hates the shit I watch. If she's watching it, it's got, yeah, no, it's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Not that she loves good, great movies, and all her movies are, like, better than mine. Whatever. She's just a pain in the ass about it. But towards the end, when the feels came in,
oh, jeez.
And I started bawling like a baby.
Oh,
when I get those flashbacks of when the star was born, I'm like, oh, man, don't do this shit to me. My wife looks at me and says, man, you are so gay. Fuck you. Like, that's a heart. So anyway, I told Sarah about this experience, about how her mother would even watch it. So she finally agreed to it, and so I went and watched it. And she was tearing herself. It's a great fucking movie.
It is.
I mean, anybody who have not seen it, you got to jump on it right now.
Absolutely.
It's probably the best. It is the best zombie movie I've seen in a long time.
Yeah,
I'd agree.
I love that guy. The guy with the pregnant wife, I love that guy.
The big guy,
he's
yeah.
He's so fucking awesome. It was one, and then Sarah, like, broke down, like, probably more than me.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
I know, I was doing the whole, like, after you're crying and you're like...
Yeah. I was trying to hold it together for my son, because he was out there with me when I was watching it. And he knew damn well I was crying. Dad, cry. And I'm like, when I watch TV out in the living room, I sit on the floor with my back against the couch with, like, my knees up. And I just kind of put my head and my face in my knees, and I'm like, I'm good, buddy. I'm good. And he's like patting me on the shoulder. Dad, cry. Oh, God damn it, Deacon. What kind of a fucking animal? Who was that? Was it Axel or Tim? It was one of our foreign inmates watched it and claimed that they didn't cry. Whoever it was is a psychopath. So there's that. I think that's the last horror movie I cried. I think that's the only horror movie that I've ever cried in.
Yeah.
That comes to mind. Yeah, it's a rough one, man. Fucking A. I got to watch that animated spinoff now. What was it?
Soul Station? Yeah.
That's in the pirate waters.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check that shit out one of these days. He called back. Here it is.
Anyway, Sarah loved it. Besides all the crying that she did, she kept on saying, why did I not watch this before? So, seriously, people, get the fuck on it.
Yeah.
Alright, that's it. If you want to do a challenge with that hot sauce, you know, be my guest. Just know that I also have my own bottle, so I'll match whatever you do.
Oh.
And I'll see how it comes out on top.
Oh.
Oh. All right, I'll talk to you all later.
Bye-bye. I don't know if I can hang with GP. We should mention inmates that GP was very nice, and he sent us some hot sauce in the actual mail. What is it? Mad Dog 357 or something like that? Comes with a little bullet keychain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A scoop inside the bullet.
You know what, man? My opinion is that once we face the Reaper, which we have, what the fuck? Who gives a shit? You know, it's not as hot as the Reaper, I don't think. So I'll eat it. I don't give a shit.
Sniff it.
Thank you very much for the hot sauce, GP.
Thank you so much.
You're a beautiful man.
Can't wait to try it.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna go ahead and film it, and we'll put it up there. We were gonna do it today, but I got to get a haircut first. That's all, dude. I can't be on the show looking like this right now. Oh, look at all this gray hair I got coming in over here. I look like Doctor Strange or some shit. Forget it. I'm going to get a haircut. We're going to film that next week before the show, GP. We'll have it on the Patreon page and the YouTube page eventually. In the meantime, that was it on the listener mail. You guys got anything for GP, Sarah, Tony, or Crackhouse Matt?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, always. Thank you guys very much. Or Kreese,
who was cool enough
to support on the Patreon page.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There's going to be a lot more bonus stuff going up over at Patreon, inmates. If you want to get in on that, then go check that out. In the meantime, I guess it's fucking Human Centipede 3.
We can't just skip this?
I would love to. Here it comes.
Woo!
I believe Bringing back medieval torture methods. Our prison has the highest violence rates, legal and medical costs, than any other institution in the U.S. correctional system. Things will have to change fast. I think I have a solution. No more prison fights. No more assaults on guards. No more disrespect. We've got to make a human centipede of our prisoners. They will literally be on their knees begging for your mercy. It's brilliant! Mr. Top Six, creator of these films, claims that it's 100% medically accurate!
I don't speak with a stupid filmmaker about his poop fetish!
What do you think, Doc?
It looks medically accurate. I don't see why someone couldn't survive a lifetime.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
This is a violation of human rights. It's certainly a violation of federal ethics.
You insane freaks should get the death penalty.
This is beyond medieval torture, beyond castration, the ultimate correction. First human prison centipede.
This is exactly what America needs.
Yeah, Human Centipede 3. You happy, Crackhouse Matt? Is this what you wanted, huh? Son of a bitch. We gotta fly to Maryland and kick him in the sack.
I am fully convinced that they just like find Eric Roberts and say, sit over here for 5 minutes and then you get paid.
That's what it seems like.
Because he really wasn't even in the movie.
Not really. Oh, God. It's Human Centipede 3 from 2015, starring Dita Leza, Lawrence B. Harvey, and the incomparable Eric Roberts. Written and directed by Tom Six, of course. This one's coming in at 2.9 stars.
Now, that's awfully high.
You think so? Yeah. That's actually lower than Dark Moon Rising. I don't think it's as bad as Dark Moon Rising. Did it beat? It did beat Joker's Poltergeist, and just barely edged out The Summoning. Damn you, Eric Roberts!
It's probably like one of those studios. He just sits there in a chair waiting for them to call. Hey, who wants to? I'll do it.
I'll do it. What do you need? What do you want me to do? I'm the mayor. Yeah. I'm the.
Shows up every day, taking up any role.
Yeah. What else you got? Yeah.
And I'll wait till we get in the movie because there was this one part I noticed. I'll tell you.
All right.
Okay.
So this one, following the tract of the first two movies, this one is going to pick up as if the first two movies are just movies, which is at least consistent. I like that.
Yeah.
So we pick up actually with the ending credits of Human Centipede 2.
Yes.
They're watching it, and then it cuts to the like pans around, and we see who's watching it. We got our own Dieter Laser and Lawrence B. Harvey sitting in an office watching this movie. You'll recognize Dieter Laser. He was the mad scientist from the first movie.
Yeah.
And Lawrence B. Harvey was the obsessed mama's boy from the second movie. I think I've turned a corner. I like Dieter Laser usually.
In the first one especially.
I think I'm on team Lawrence B. Harvey now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
I jump ship. I don't like either of them now.
You don't like either of them now. Wow. All right. So we meet these two characters. This is the warden and the accountant. The Dieter Laser is the warden, a guy by the name of Bill Boss. And Lawrence B. Harvey is the accountant, a guy by the name of Harry Butler. They're running a South Texas correctional facility, and apparently it's the worst in the country.
Yeah.
As far as inmate assaults, violence, medical costs, basically just the worst prison ever. And apparently it's super fucking hot wherever they are all the time.
I thought it was Arizona.
Oh, it could be. I don't know. I could have swore there
no,
was.
No, it was Texas because they had the big old map that had like.
Is that what I thought? Yeah, I thought I remembered them saying something about Texas. So they are now touring their facility, and Lawrence B. Harvey is running Dieter Laser through all the statistics about how much they spent in medicals, how many guards have been assaulted and or killed, all the inmate violence, just letting us know what a shitstorm this prison is and how nobody wants to be there. Great. As they're having this conversation, they come across a guard who has been stabbed, and there's like a trail of blood, and there's a doctor there, and he's trying to save the guard's life, and then the warden grabs the doctor, and he's like, I want my physical in 20 minutes in your office. And the doctor's like, are you fucking kidding me? And he said, I said 20 minutes! Every single line that Dieter Laser has in this movie, he shouts at the top of his lungs.
Yes!
Yeah, very slowly.
That gets very old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's fluent in English. So I think they were just feeding these lines to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I could be completely wrong about that.
Kind of like Ozzy Osbourne. You can't understand what he says unless he sings.
I couldn't understand half the time what this guy was shouting. I was like, wow.
No, because it's just, I'm 12-year cunt! Whoa! Yeah. All right, that's interesting. So they continue their little tour there. They come across the inmate that actually stabbed that guy. Intro, Tiny Zeus Lister, mm-hmm. Lister, whatever. He's put on a few pounds. He's still a big, scary black man.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to change anytime soon, but he's put on a pound or two. He's got like three guards holding him down, and he's struggling against them, and they got him pinned, though. And then the warden comes up, and he's like, do you have him good? And they got him, and he's like, which hand does he masturbate this? And they're like, he's a righty. So basically, the warden kind of like grabs Tiny's arm and like cranks it and basically breaks his arm. Okay, mm-hmm. That's interesting. I don't really see that happening. I don't think Dieter Laser weighs more than maybe 115.
Right.
And we're going to see him with his shirt off here in a second. Okay, but whatever. He breaks the giant black man's arm. Like the bone is sticking out too. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Now we cut to a few minutes later. He's still walking down the corridor, and we meet the go to guy when it comes to prison movies.
Yeah,
you got to have Robert Lazzardo in there, and he's going to make an appearance here. He kind of stands out as like the arch nemesis to the warden, like. Somehow he's managed to get under the warden's skin or something like that because they're walking past his cell and he's like, hey, warden, I'm going to rape you in the ass to death. And the warden's like, excuse me? And he's like, you're scared. I can see it. I'm intimidating you. And he's like, what? So he's like, make a note of this inmate. I'll be back to deal with him later. Uh-huh. Nothing really happens there. So now we cut back to the warden's office where he's sitting down with Harry Butler. And Harry is trying to sell the warden on the human centipede thing. Mm-hmm. They're expecting a visit from the governor very soon, and they need to make some major changes in this prison. And if they don't, they're probably both going to be out of a job. You know what, dude? I'll find another job. You know, yeah. I'll pick up deer shit or something. I don't want to be around dangerous people,
right?
That hate me. You know what I mean? I get enough of that shit in my real job, and I don't want to have to deal with that like in a facility where they could possibly do me harm. Oh God! All right, so fire me. Fuck it, I'll quit. I don't want to work there. Right. Looks like especially working for this nutsack. Forget about it. Now we get to meet the warden's secretary, played by Bree Olson, porn star.
Yeah.
She's still looking pretty good, man.
Yeah, she was pretty hot in there.
I don't know if she's still doing porn or not.
Huh.
And I can't say for sure whether or not I've cranked one out to her. I'm pretty sure I have. But to be honest, I've cranked out quite a few, and the porn stars just kind of... They just kind of come and go.
They're no pun intended. Faceless now.
Yeah. I got a few favorites. She's not one of them, but she's still pretty hot. She's playing Daisy, the secretary, and she's just your Typical, you know, blonde boobs, super tight skirt secretary. And apparently she also services the warden on a regular basis.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, really good. And he's like, I want my balls drained before lunch.
Ugh. Drain them yourself.
Yeah, you nasty.
That's what the butler's for.
So we meet her. She's very mousy in this and kind of ditzy.
Yeah.
Basically, she takes off, and then a package arrives for the warden. In it is a little glass jar, and it's filled with what appears to be candy. The warden, however, goes on to explain that they are actually dried clitorises from Africa, and eating them will somehow make you more virile. Okay. So periodically throughout this movie, he just grabs them and shoves them in his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah.
I mean, no. You don't actually get to see these things, but somehow I picture them like raisinettes.
Right.
Yeah. You! Nasty. Okay. So, again, we just get a bunch of half-wit dialogue. Dieter Laser screaming at the top of his lungs at everybody. He's always complaining about the heat. This heat is making me crazy. From there, we kind of go out again through the fucking cell blocks or whatever. Basically, what's happening here is that Dieter, or Warden, is he's rejecting Butler's human centipede theory because it sounds ridiculous, and he thinks Tom Six is an idiot, and he might be onto something there. Mm-hmm. So just forget it. Instead, what he wants to do is institute medieval torture, and he thinks that by doing that will somehow intimidate the inmates into not being assholes anymore. So he's walking through the cell block, and we come across a very large and scary Native American, I'd say, or possibly Asian. I don't know what he was. They grab him, they take him off to a different cell, like a different holding area, and they strap him down to a table. The Native American guy is like talking shit as the warden comes in. He's like, yeah, you motherfucker, what are you going to do, torture me? I'm too tough for you. So the warden's like walking around, and he's like talking some shit to this guy. And then two guards show up with two buckets of water. The warden like tests the water, and he's like, I said boiling water! And the guards haul ass, and then they come back, and now the water is apparently boiling. Basically, what we're going to do here is waterboard this guy, but with boiling hot water.
Yeah.
I've been waterboarded. It's scary. You don't want to do it. Not with boiling water, though. Just regular water. So they start waterboarding this guy. Eventually, he just loses consciousness because, like, his face is peeling off with this boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's pretty much it. They wheel him into the infirmary where he gets face bandaged. And we get to see this guy again periodically throughout the movie. But now his face is all bandaged up. He's got, like, a leather face thing going on. Butler and the warden are leaving there, and then Daisy comes running in, and she's like, oh my god, sir, I've been looking all over for you. The governor's here, he's waiting in your office. Oh shit. So they're like, he's like, I'm almost done here. Try to get him to touch your ass or your tits, and then we can sue him. And so she goes back up there with the warden and the accountant, and she's like trying to stick her tits out and like pull her skirt up and stuff. The governor is there, played by Eric Roberts, and he's like, yeah, wonderful. If you're paying attention, though, you actually get to see the governor drive in, and the young lady driving the governor in is actually Tom Six's wife.
Oh.
And I think you don't really get to see her because she's got, like, big sunglasses on, but she looks pretty hot from what I can tell. Hmm. I'd be willing to bet she's hotter than Brie Olson. I don't know if she's done hardcore porn or not. Anyway, now we cut to the governor giving the rundown here in the warden's office to the warden and the accountant. Is that her? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's got that European look going on. I enjoy it. I enjoy that. Basically, the governor's like, hey, you fucking assholes, this is the worst prison ever. I'm up for re-election, and if you don't get your act together, I'm going to have to get you the fuck out of here because you're running my prison into the ground here. So they're like, okay, great. The governor leaves, and like 30 seconds after he walks out of the door, The warden runs out there and starts shouting at the top of his lungs about what a cunt face he is.
Yeah.
How do you think the governor wouldn't hear that? I mean, he was like literally right behind him. I don't know. Apparently he didn't, though, because he never came back.
Did you notice when Eric Roberts first came into the office, I could have sworn he was like laughing, like, fuck this movie.
Probably yeah. was.
Like, oh my God, he's laughing.
You know what, though? I mean, this is probably, with the exception of The Expendables and Dark Knight Rises, this is probably the most high-profile movie he's been in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, despite the fact that everybody hates it, but before we saw it, everybody was kind of excited about it, you know? So he's probably looking forward to this. I mean, I would rather be in Human Centipede 3 than Joker's Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sure the paycheck was bigger, if nothing else. All right. So he leaves, and now... fuck, now we got to clean this prison up and we got to do it fast, because I think he said he was going to be back in 2 weeks, and if they didn't have some kind of results, then they were both going to be out on their ass. So Butler grabs the warden. He's like, listen, Human Centipede, we turn all the inmates into one giant centipede. The director, Tom Six, has stated publicly that it is medically accurate and that it can be done. Warden's like, no, we will stick visit torture. And then this part is gross, because he's like, get Daisy in here. I need my balls drained. And so she comes in and she starts sucking his dick right in front of the butler in a really gross way. She's like, I mean, I've received some blowjobs in my day. They're usually not that loud.
She was like, the smell. Oh, the smell.
Yeah. And she like keeps stopping, and she's like, can you get Butler out of here? I can't do this in front of him. And then we get a little backstory on Daisy, because the warden's like, I got your father out of prison, and now you will drain my balls, or something like that.
His tongue sticking out.
And then that's the grossest part, is we get like a good, I would say, 3 to 6 minute O face from Dieter Laser.
With his tongue
which
out.
Which is so nasty. He's like, ooh.
Maybe she really was blowing him.
I hope so. I hope she was. That was a very convincing O-face, I'll give you that. Although, I do not want to see Dieter Laser's penis.
She was probably picturing Charlie Sheen.
I hope so. Or any of the hundreds of other porn stars she's worked with over the years. Yeah. Oh, that's gross. She finishes, he's like, why don't you just follow it? And she's like...
Yeah, and didn't then want to at first.
Yeah, and then she's like, can I have one of these candies on your desk just to get the taste out? He's like, yeah, help yourself.
Butler's like, don't eat the candy.
Yeah, but it, of course, it's one of the dried clitorises, so yeah, gross.
It's salty.
All right, now we cut to the infirmary. The warden gets his checkup, and this is where we get to see him with his shirt off. Basically, the doctor there tells him he has a heart murmur and he wants to do some other tests. And the warden's like, I want some good news from you!
Or you're fired.
Yeah. So like grabs the doctor by the ears, and then the doctor's like, yeah, fuck, you got your perfect health. Great.
Yeah.
And this is where we find out that apparently this guy is a doctor, he's like a disgraced doctor. So he couldn't get work anywhere else. And that's why the warden hired him, because he's like some kind of a fucking nutsack doctor or something, I guess. I don't know. All right, so now the warden is touring the infirmary. We see Lister, Tiny there with his arm broken, and the warden comes up and he's like, now I get to finish the job. And he grabs Lister's fingers and snaps them all backwards. What else? He goes over to the bandage face guy that got waterboarded. I don't think he did anything to him, did he?
No, just took off his sheet.
Yeah, that's right. He peeled the bandage back, and you get to see like chunks of his face come off with it. That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then we leave there, and we happen upon Robert Lizardo again, and he starts talking shit. So he's like, grab him and bring him to me. So they grab Lizardo, and they take him into like a different area, and there's like 4 or 5 guards there and the warden. They slam Lizardo up against the wall, and he's like talking shit, and then they spin him around and like face him into the wall, and he's like,
Yeah.
So basically what happens is the warden like cuts the butthole out of his prison jumpsuit, grabs his nuts from behind, pulls them back, and doesn't cut his nuts off per se, but like cuts his nuts out.
Yeah.
Like opens up the sack and takes the actual testes out of the ball's sack.
God.
And then he hands them to one of the guards. He's like, "Give this to the cook. I want it for lunch." Dude, I'm not eating it. First off, I'm not putting anybody's balls in my mouth.
Right?
All right? Now, I know Rocky Mountain oysters, and sometimes those are good. I've never had them myself. But especially if, like, human meat? No. Human balls? Absolutely not.
No.
Human balls off a guy that I just know, that I talk to on a rig? No. Dude,
no.
I don't know if that's even considered gay or cannibalism or... possibly even necrophilia. There's like a whole chasm of things that can be wrong with that equation.
Probably cannibalistic.
Whatever. I don't want it. Ugh. I don't want it.
You'll stick with the candies?
No, I'm not eating that either. I don't care
what
how.
What if it's wrapped in bacon?
Oh.
You had how dare bacon. You invoke bacon? God damn it.
There are exceptions.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe like some paisley on it or something. I mean, do I know that they're the guy's balls? I don't know.
Yeah, if nobody tells me.
So that's weird. So now he's got this guy's balls, and he's going to eat them for lunch. Ugh. Great. So now we cut back to the office. He actually gets served the dude's balls, and he's eating them. And Lawrence B. Harvey is there, and he's like, "Look, this is not good, sir. We got to fix this, and we got to fix it now." Mm-hmm. And then he's like, "No, we will stick this to torture." And then he gets on this weird thing where he like goes up into the gun tower with a megaphone, and he basically just starts shouting ethnic slurs.
Yeah.
But I only caught like the N-word, and I know there was a bunch of other stuff about Jews and stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't.
But he's just shouting, and he's got that weird accent. I couldn't even understand it.
Yeah.
All right, that's great. From there, he comes back down, and then I think we cut to, like, nighttime, because now he's full-on drunk, and he's, like, mm-hmm. staggering around.
Yeah. Well, he's walking through the whole building with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do that.
No.
I didn't know, does the warden live there, too?
I don't think so. Oh, I think okay. they used to.
Oh.
That used to be a thing until, like... security became an issue.
He might.
Oh, yeah, you probably don't want that guy running around out in town, do you? Telling people to suck his cock and stuff. All right, so now we cut to that night. He's like walking around, he's hammered, and then he goes down to like the mess hall, and he's completely hammered, and he finishes his bottle of Jack, and he gets up to leave, and slowly all the inmates start like filing in behind him. Mm-hmm. Real quiet, like you see all the guys that he's fucked with. Bandage Face, Robert Lizardo, Tiny's there. For some reason, there's a big Jewish guy with like a giant beard in the menorah.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. Tax evasion? What is he in for?
I don't know.
Computer fraud. There's a bunch of weird
an Asian guy.
That's the Asian guy from the first movie. Film. Yeah. just a bunch of people in there, and he's like, "Oh dear, I seem to have made a mistake, and I will be leaving now. You are free to go, by the way." And then they just keep coming at him. And then eventually, Robert Lizardo jumps over the table and like holds him down.
Oh, this part was
this. Now, I'm curious if this is a thing or not. Is this basically what he does? He's like, "I'm not gonna fuck you in the ass. I'm gonna make a new hole right in your kidney soft tissue." So he stabs the warden in the like in the side, and then he basically starts banging the incision.
Anyway. Yeah,
is that a thing?
I've never heard of that.
I don't think. I consider myself sexually adventurous, but I don't want to like. I don't. First off, that's a lot of blood that's going to come out of there, and I don't want to wreck my bedspread. You know.
I feel like I've heard of this.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that. I don't. I mean, I'll put my wiener in some weird places, but like. Making holes? I don't think so. I do not think so. And I don't want anybody trying to fucking get in my kidney soft tissue either.
Yeah. The funny thing is after he starts fucking, he says, "Oh, this feels pretty good."
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, yeah, not bad." Regardless, not a pleasant experience, I would say. Though I could be wrong. And then we snap. We realize that this is just a nightmare sequence, and he actually passed out on his office floor the previous night. He wakes up and he's like, "Oh shit, Jesus Christ, that was terrible."
Yeah, and the reason why he's hurt is because the cigar had burned him in the spot.
In the side, right? Yeah. He's got like a little hole in his shirt back there. He's like, "Ah, shit." All right, so apparently this whole nightmare sequence was somewhat of a wake-up call that his medieval torture techniques were not quite paying off the way that he had hoped.
Right.
So finally, Lawrence B. Harvey Butler comes in and he's like, "Human centipede, it's the only way. We only have 2 weeks. You're not doing anything except eating dudes' balls and trying to nail your secretary. We got it. I've already taken the liberty of having Tom Six come in. He's going to explain the whole thing to us."
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the warden freaks out and fires Harvey, which if I'm Harvey, dude, I'm, yeah, fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go work at a supermarket or something. Deal with this fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So he leaves, and then we see Tom Six pull up, and he's actually playing himself. What'd you think of Tom Six there, Monica?
He was okay looking.
Yeah? You have sex with that guy? You had like a weird Hunter S. Thompson thing going on a little bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't do him, no? But he was okay.
Yeah, he seemed all right.
Yeah.
And then Harvey comes back and he's like, "I'm going to give you one more chance." I don't think you could do that. I don't think if I got fired, I don't think I could go back to my boss and be like, "I'm going to give you another chance." Yeah. Usually not how it works.
Not usually.
Like, "No, asshole, you stole some staplers and stuff. You're fired." "All right, but I'm going to give you one more chance."
You didn't need that stapler anyway.
Yeah. So now Tom Six and Harvey come in and they basically run down the whole human centipede idea. And they bring the doctor in, the kooky doctor, to make sure it's medically sound. The doctor signs off on it. Tom Six is like, "Yeah, I talked to a surgeon. It's totally accurate." And then Harvey's like, "Well, this isn't really fair to like people doing short time and stuff like that. So basically, instead of like, if I'm not mistaken, in the first two movies, they had a way of like severing the knee tendons." So yeah. That the legs were no longer operable.
Right.
What they're going to do here instead of that is like inject some kind of a drug in there to paralyze the knees.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they instead of, well, they're still going to sew the face to ass thing.
No.
They are, but they're not going to make the huge
incision.
It's just going to be like
a pucker. A strap.
Yeah, you know, like a little pucker right to the butthole and then a leather strap to secure them. So when somebody gets out, it's a lot easier to remove them from the centipede.
Right.
Instead of having to go through all
just little stitch marks.
Yeah, little scars around the mouth and anus. I like saying anus.
And infections.
Yeah, the risk of infection, too. Tom Six is like, "Hey, man, I'd like to witness this because I've only seen it in special effects labs. So if you're going to do this, I want to be here just to see how it goes down."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah, okay, great." So he basically authorizes this to happen,
mm-hmm.
and we have to have like 10 or 12 different surgical teams operating around the clock. They had to like quarantine the entire prison yard and turn it into a giant surgical suite.
Yes.
It's a huge operation. That's pretty cool. That's what's happening. And now first we have to make the announcement that it's going to happen.
Yeah, he wanted to.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Why would you? You don't want to tell him that.
Yeah. That's insane. By the way, this is what we're going to do.
We're going to make you into a giant centipede. No, if you're going to do it, just fucking do it.
Yeah.
So apparently it's Saturday night and it's like recreation movie night or something.
Movie night. Show all three films.
So they're going to show the first two films in a double feature.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
All right, so we actually get to see the inmates watching Human Centipede 1 and 2. That part I thought was the best part of the whole movie.
Yeah, they're all grossed out by it.
Like trying to get up and leave and stuff.
Yeah.
At the end of it, the warden comes out, and he's got a Car 5 on him, and he like blasts it off, and he's like, "Now, you versus scum, you'll all be my centipede." And then all the inmates freak out, and they rush the guards, and basically we get a prison riot on our hands.
Yeah.
Harvey and the warden make it back to the warden's office. Daisy tries to get in there with him, but the warden like pie faces her and shoves her back out into the into the waiting room. What a fucking ass,
right?
The rest of the inmates have like killed a shit ton of the guards, mm-hmm. and they're making their way up to the warden's office. They get into the waiting area. They grab Daisy and like Tiny jumps on her and just starts punching her in the face.
Yeah,
that's pretty rough. Yeah, and then Lizardo and Scarface guy are like trying to beat in the door to get to the warden.
Mm-hmm.
The warden's like, "Fuck this!" and he jumps out the window.
Yeah, at first. Yeah, long way down.
Lawrence B. Harvey's built basically like the Penguin, so
yeah.
He looks out the window and he's like, "Ah, no." Yeah. But the good news is that the warden dropped the car 5 before he took the leap there. So Harvey's like trying to get the car 5 loaded and cocked and everything,
hiding behind the desk.
Yeah, he's like, "Okay, motherfuckers, here we go." Luckily the warden survives. He lands down on the ground there and starts crawling away. At exactly this moment, like all the SWAT teams show up.
Yeah,
and
Butler called them all in.
Yeah, and they basically put down the riot.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, Daisy is now hospitalized. She's not dead. I thought she would be.
Yeah, I thought she was too.
Her face is all jacked up though, and she's now in the infirmary. Okay, so we got the riot under control. Now we're going to start the surgical procedure. So we everything's going pretty smoothly. We quarantine the whole prison yard, turn it into a giant surgical suite. We got this massive operation.
I like how the warden's like walking through with a Trank gun. Just
yeah. Boom. Yeah. That was kind of fucked up. Yeah. Everybody's like, "Oh, no, not me." And he's like, "Don't worry, it's just a Trank gun." Yeah. I don't care, man. It's just killed. A Trank gun, then just give me an injection. I'll go right to sleep.
Yeah.
Shoot me with that thing. What do you, I look like a black rhino or some shit? Get right. The fuck out of here. Well, some of those guys did look like black rhinos. At least from the waist down, I bet. All right, that's fun. To be honest, if I was the warden and I had that opportunity, I'd probably do that too. Because that's funny. Probably the most fun he's had in a long time.
Right.
I would just be up in the sniper tower darting everybody.
Run!
Make a video game out of it.
Yeah.
That's fun. So now we actually start the procedure. We start putting them all together. They're like building the centipede in segments. So you got like 5 guys connected together and another 5, and then you connect those 2 groups.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that's how you're building the centipede. Tom Six shows up and he's like, "Oh, this is what it actually looks like. This is interesting." And we actually get to see the asshole and back sack of somebody. I don't know whose asshole that was. I don't know
whose that was either.
But the Scarface Native American guy actually gets his face into that asshole.
Yeah, it looked like a fake asshole.
I hope it's an asshole. I hope it's a fake asshole.
Yeah.
Because if I'm the actor that has to be on the...
I'd want a shit ton of money.
I want to... We're going to talk about my salary after this, yeah, my friend. Right? Jesus Christ. This was not in the script.
And that person better shower beforehand.
I'm going to scrub him myself.
Baby powder, everything.
I'm going to get in there with one of those fucking toilet brushes and give him a good 1 or 2.
Yeah, right?
Oh, no. Tom Six is following the warden around in Butler, and Butler's getting all excited because this whole thing was his idea, and he's like, "We're going to be the best prison ever. It's going to be awesome." The warden's like, "Yes, I have a little something extra to show you." So he takes him into like a different part of the prison where all the death row inmates and the lifetime inmates are. And all we see there is like arms and legs being hacked off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's no good. I can tell you that right now. We'll figure that out in a minute. So Tom Six like throws up on the glass and then he hauls ass out of there. That's the end of him. From there, the governor makes his reappearance. Apparently, it's 2 weeks later. He shows up and he's like, "Okay, you motherfuckers, I want to see some results and I want to see what's going on now." So they take him and they're walking him through this whole thing. They show him the human centipede. Somehow, Daisy has been affixed to the centipede. I don't know how that happened. I guess they just thought she was an inmate, so they threw her in there.
Yeah, probably she was so beat up, they probably just...
Yeah, could kind of maybe a dude with long hair or something.
Yeah, but she's got big tits.
If I have to be in the human centipede, I want to be behind Daisy. At least that way I don't have a nut sack hitting my chin. Right? I'll take that. Oh, God, that's gross. So obviously Butler is in love with Daisy. He's like, "Daisy, how did this happen?" And she's like, they go walking off. You can tell as the warden is walking the governor through this, the governor is appalled by this whole thing. He's like, "Oh, Eric Robertson is overacting. Oh,
right?
Finally, they walk the whole length of the entire centipede, which is probably like 300-400 people.
Mm-hmm.
They get to the end. We see where one guy has just finished his sentence, the weird Muslim guy, and he's been removed from the centipede. So he's got like the little scars around his mouth where his face was sewn to the other guy.
Yeah.
That sucks for him, because if he was about to get out, why don't you just leave him out of the centipede?
Right.
You know, you don't put me in there if you're just going to take me out. Well, don't put me in there at all, really, is how I'd like to go about it. And we should also mention there was one guy that had to be excluded from the centipede because he had some kind of a weird stomach colostomy bag.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really gross, man.
Oh, he's faking it.
Yeah. So the warden, like, rips the colostomy bag off. He's like, well, what are we going to do with this guy? And he's like, get rid of him. So the doctor's like, I can't do that. I'm a doctor.
Well, there's like a big, huge smell because as soon as he ripped that bandage off, they're like, whoa, nope, it's real.
So the warden takes his pistol, sticks it in the guy's weirdo stomach hole, and pulls the trigger. And then like poop and blood just flies everywhere.
That's disgusting.
That's gross.
Good times, man.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I think that's about it. Once we get done with that, they go back. He's like, I have something else to show you. Come and see our death row inmates and our lifetime prisoners. So they go back to another side of the prison, like the segregated yard, and we see the human caterpillar. Oh, fuck. It's basically what we've done here is we've, same principle as a human centipede, except we've removed arms and legs from the equation.
Yeah.
So we just have one giant trunk. Oh, that really sucks.
Yeah.
God. That's about as bad as it's going to get right there, boys.
Yeah.
Finally, they get back to the infirmary, and it's the warden and Harvey and the governor and the doctor, and they're all there. And the governor's like, you people are insane. I'm going to have you two brought up on charges because this is clearly crazy and you're probably going to get the death penalty.
Yeah.
And
sorry to talk about human rights and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. The governor gets up and leaves, and then the warden just shoots the doctor on the spot. Just shoots him in the chest. And then Lawrence B. Harvey like starts crying, and like the warden's like, this is all your fault. And he's about to shoot Lawrence Harvey, but then the governor walks back in and he's like, you know what? Maybe this is a good idea. I know I got some buddies in Washington that are going to be pretty excited about this. I think they're going to like this a lot. And then he leaves. So then now the warden and Harvey are like high-fiving each other, and they're like, wait, this is great. We're going to be heroes.
Yeah, and Butler's like, oh, yeah, it's all my idea.
It was all me.
I saw this.
Oh, yeah, had to. So then he's like, yes, it was all your idea.
Give me a hug.
So he's hugging Butler, and then he just puts the gun to his head and blows his brains out. And then wipes the gun down for Prince and puts it in Butler's hand. And that's pretty much the end of the movie.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of Human Centipede final sequence?
Ugh.
I left the first time. Like, I stopped it and I was like, I can't watch this anymore. And then on Saturday, I tormented myself. I gotta see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Nothing. Nothing really.
God, it's horrible.
I think he just wanted to go full on comedy with this one.
Yeah.
Because I mean the whole like shtick of the franchise is that this is medically possible and there is some accuracy to it. But not in this one. This one he just like said, fuck it, I'm gonna show you the back of some nutsacks. And that's pretty much what he did, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know what he was going for. I couldn't take another nanosecond of Dieter Laser screaming.
Oh, yeah.
No.
About half the time, I couldn't even understand what he was saying.
Right?
Nope.
Just because you're yelling doesn't make it any clearer.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, the little fat guy, does he have an accent, too?
I believe English.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Okay, because that was a terrible Texas accent.
Yeah.
I was like this. Huh? What did he say?
I think part two is my favorite out of the trilogy. This one's probably the worst of the three.
Definitely.
Because they just went full on absurd with this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I still like the first one.
Brie Olsen, I thought, did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
For not having her tits out or anything.
Yeah.
Having a dick in her mouth. Yeah, man, it's pretty rough. You could probably skip this one unless you're some kind of a completionist for the Human Centipede. Otherwise, I say good day to you, Tom Six.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good day, sir.
And Eric Roberts.
Yeah, and Eric
Roberts. I'm not mad at it. Eric Roberts was probably the shining ray of hope in this movie, right? Yeah. I mean, he's the only one that did any real acting.
Yeah, for what, like 10 minutes?
Yeah, we got about maybe 3 minutes of combined Eric Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Lizardo wasn't bad, but he's just playing Robert Lizardo.
Right.
Really, I mean, if you have Robert Lizardo in your movie and he's not in prison garb, then you failed. Right? Right. Yeah. Or a gangbanger type of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, he's great for those roles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get a little palate cleanser in here and we'll come back with some other stuff, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
I need to stop. I've been doing too much. I've been running too fast. I've been testing my luck. I've been living cloud nine, I've been at it all night, I've been feeling so loved. I've been waking up lit, I've been making up shit, I've been spilling my guts. I've been feeling so blessed, but stressed all day, so what? I'm living out my dreams like every night. I've been spinning my wheels. I've been having my ties. I've been loving bad guys. I've been seeking some thrills. I've been wanting one more than I'm wanting like four. I've been having some guilt. I've been feeling so blessed, but stressed all day for real. I'm living out my dreams like every night. I love my life. It's not as nice. Fuck my life.
Hey inmates, if you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Huh?
Padded Room Trivia Challenge happening now.
Padded Room Trivia Challenge.
As usual, I have a theme for this week. It's going to be zombies. Okay. You know them, you love them, you want to probably be one, or try not to, I don't know. I don't know what you're into. I have here five movie titles. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drop clues. First one to name the title gets the point. Most points gets the round. At present, we are sitting at Monica with five. Buddy, one.
Oh, boy.
But you won last week, buddy.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel a comeback coming on. The tables are about to turn. Here we go. Number one. Truck. Fiddler's Green. Dead Reckoning.
Resident Evil.
No. Oh. John Leguizamo.
Day of the Dead.
No.
Oh my God, I can't think of it!
Dennis Hopper.
It's not Diary of the Dead, no.
You're in the right neighborhood.
Land of the Dead.
Land of the Dead, Monica!
Oh, I don't think I've seen that one.
That you haven't seen that one? I like that one. A lot of people don't like that one. I liked it a lot.
They go underwater.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I was like, John Leguizamo. I'm like, I didn't even know
he was... Leguizamo?
Whatever.
What the hell?
I didn't even know he was in one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. He gets zombified at the end.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of cool, though, because like, he gets bit by a zombie, and then his little henchman is like, boss, you want me to put you down? And he's like, nah, I want to see how the other side lives. Yeah, that was kind of neat. All right, number two. Punk.
Return of the Living Dead.
Monica again. Knew that one.
This is my favorite one.
Knew that one was coming. Number three. Mansion.
Zombieland.
No.
Oh.
Nemesis. Dogs.
Resident Evil.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
Monica with a win. We're going to keep going. Why not? Number four. Templars. Jesse Bollinger.
Dead Snow.
No. Ray Charles.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes, we know. Blind of the Dead.
No, we were so Blind of the Dead.
No, I said blind. Blind Dead.
Yes, Tomb of the Blind Dead.
Yeah, I knew that the first clue you gave away. I just couldn't think of the movie.
I figured that's what the case would be, but I thought since we just watched that one, somebody would get it. And finally, Barbara.
Oh, Night of the Living Dead.
Yes, ma'am. Monica with a clean sweep.
Barbara.
Buddy, you got to step up your zombie game, dude.
I guess.
Come on. That was a Padded Room Trivia Challenge, inmates. Monica coming out 6-1. We're running out of time here, buddy. I hope you like bananas, and I hope you like throwing up.
And we're going to put a little dash of that 357.
Oh, God. That's going to make it burn on the way out. Fiery, foamy disgustingness. All right, inmates, let's go ahead and talk about what we've been looking at then, shall we?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Anybody else having trouble sleeping at night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I work so much that I just pass out.
You're just in a constant state of exhaustion.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think it's my allergies or the heat, but I have not been sleeping well at all. Huh. So I have been watching quite a few horror movies. How about The Love Witch from 2016?
How was that?
If you like Jess Franco movies or those old school, basically softcore porn horror flicks from the 60s, it was made this year, but it's a throwback to that.
Okay.
It's 2 hours long. I don't think it needs to be 2 hours long. It's about this witch that's like trying to find the perfect man, mm-hmm. but she keeps putting magical spells on them so they die right after she fucks them.
Oh.
And they kind of turn into pussies too.
Okay.
So, it's whatever. Hmm. The Jeffrey Dahmer Files from 2012.
Okay.
Documentary about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, how was that?
It's pretty, he's pretty bad. Pretty bad guy.
Yeah. I was a fan of him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be worried about it because he had a very select victim base. He liked young black men, young gay black men. So I'm in the clear. Yeah. I have nothing to do with any of that. So, and then it's, I don't know, man. I mean, basically, I think what it boiled down to was that he was just very lonely and he had a lot of issues like from his childhood and stuff. So
I would think so.
Yeah, but he wanted to make himself a sex slave. So he started like drilling holes in dudes' heads and pouring acid in there. So
how is that a sex slave?
Well, he basically wanted somebody that he could just fuck and then not have to like have a relationship with.
But do you have to kill them?
Well, no. But
trying to do his own lobotomies.
Yeah, he didn't want to have to like, you know, this is pre-fleshlight. So there's that. There's alternatives to that these days. Cropsey from 2009.
Oh, uh-huh.
Also a documentary about the child abductions in the Staten Island area. Pretty creepy, man.
Wow.
Yeah. There's like an abandoned mental institution there, and that's where these abductions in like a wooded area around it, and that's where the whole shit took place. We're talking like 1981 to 89, I think.
Hmm.
But they caught the guy, supposedly, or they think they have the guy that did it. Anyway, that's still pretty creepy. Yeah. Havenhurst from 2016.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You guys seen this one or heard about it?
I've seen the box.
It's on my list.
Tony checked it out. So there's a very clear twist. And if you know anything about true crime or crime history, you'll spot it immediately. Because there's a picture hanging in the wall in the lobby. Basically, it's about a halfway house.
Uh-huh.
And this chick just gets out of rehab, and now she's trying to get her life back together. So she goes and lives at this halfway house in New York City. As she's walking in, there's a picture on the wall. And I'm like, I know that guy. And then, of course, the lady that runs the place, her last name matches that guy. So after that, I knew exactly what's going on.
Oh, okay.
You want me to spoil this one for you?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, basically, the lady who runs the place is a descendant of H.H. Holmes.
Oh.
So it's a murder castle.
Okay.
It's got all the trap doors and the weird shit and all that. Huh. And that's what's going on.
Cool. Hmm.
Ghost Watch from 1992.
Mm-hmm.
This one's pretty cool. It's actually kind of controversial because it's a BBC thing and it was basically filmed as an April Fool's joke. And what it is, it's like this documentary about, it's kind of like the first attempt at reality ghost hunting. And it was supposed to be a live Halloween special,
mm-hmm.
but they went full on nuts with it, where like the ghost had invaded the studio, and they had like fake callers calling in saying that their clocks had stopped and shit was flying off the walls and stuff. So they didn't air it until April Fool's Day, and all the people that they used were like actual newscasters and stuff. So when people saw this, they were crapping themselves, thinking that this was the real deal.
Oh.
It's kind of cool. I mean, now that we know it's fake, it's kind of cheesy.
Right.
I could see a young, 14-year-old Darian watching this mm-hmm. and absolutely shitting his pants. Nice. The Black Coat's Daughter. I did this one for my insomnia show. It's pretty cool. It's basically a chick gets possessed in a girl's Catholic school. Very atmospheric. It's got Emma Roberts in it. Just take it easy. All right. It's going to be okay. She gets fired up when she hears about Emma Roberts. Lastly, We Are the Flesh from 2016. You watch this one?
Yes.
I like the hardcore sex. There's a lot of blowjobs, like actual dick and mouth blowjobs.
Oh, wow.
And some real penetration there.
How about the scene where she put her vagina over her brother's mouth and she's dripping blood
on his face?
Oh, God.
She's like, I have...
It's not a horror movie.
I have a surprise for you. There's a twist at the end, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to ruin this for you. It's Mexican. I think it's supposed to be some kind of an art house political thing, maybe.
Hmm.
But I don't know, man. That that ending really killed it for me. I'm like, oh, this is what you're doing? This is bullshit.
Yeah.
That doesn't explain anything. It's just complete horse shit.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Is that what you thought, too?
I thought that, too. He died, right?
Yeah, but he came back. And he was, like, covered in Vaseline all of a sudden. And clean shaven.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think it had, like, a devil vibe to it? Like, satanic?
I thought it was supposed to be a post-apocalyptic thing.
Oh.
Because they're like, we've been wandering the city for days. We need food. And then he's like, okay, but you got to start fucking each other, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow.
And then he just pulls one out right there on top of him. Oh, wow. Dirty. I'm halfway through this movie. I text Monica, you're going to love this. There's an old guy beating off on top of two kids.
Yeah, and I put it on right away.
No. Fast forward an hour later, she's like, this is fucking stupid.
This is brother and sister porn.
Yeah, it is. That's what it is. That's all I'm looking at, Monica. How about you, babe?
Well, besides that one, I watched Dark Tapes.
Oh, I was flirting with that. How is that?
You know, did you read about this movie?
I did.
So, like, what, four friends got together?
Yeah.
And put their budget together and made this movie? Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Yeah?
I kind of liked it.
It's, from what I understand, it's found footage anthology? Is that what it is?
Yes. Cool. There's, like, four stories, and it's all, like, well, if you're going to watch it, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
But, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Right on. I'll check that one out.
Didn't you say you watched House on Willow Street?
I did.
I love this movie. That's a pretty good show.
I like that.
I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily care for the main chick, the one that organized the heist.
Oh, you didn't like her?
She was all right. It's just it was very convenient to me that she used to live in that house, and she just failed to mention that to anybody, because that's kind of a plot point.
Yeah, I don't...
I don't know. I just...
I don't really know what it even had to do with the movie, so you lived there... Big deal.
Yeah, and then the whole thing with her parents in the fire. But yeah. Apparently whoever lives in that, it's a whole thing. That's a good show. I love the possessed chick.
Uh-huh.
When she went full-on devil on your ass with the chains and all that shit.
Oh, my God.
It's a good time.
Wow. Yeah, buddy, they kidnap her, and she's like, you guys better let me go, because you're going to be sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a free pass if you fucking walk away right now. And they're like, no, we're going to get your dad's diamonds. Like, okay, you want to play with me, fucko?
I watched Recovery.
What is that?
Oh, my God. Okay. So, basically, it's two high school girls. One's a snobby, rich little bitch, and she is in the bathroom with her not-so-rich friend, and they're doing coke in the bathroom while her poor friend ends up with her really super-duper expensive cell phone that has lots of dirt on it, and so... the girl disappears, and so the rich girl and her brother and kind of boyfriend go looking for the phone. Well, it just ends up a fucked up story. Basically, there's a house, and there's a boy that doesn't have like a jaw.
Oh, whoa.
So he wears a mask right here, and so dad's looking for a girlfriend for him.
Oh, you fucked up.
Yeah. So that's how that was. I watched Afterlife.
That sounds familiar.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is that Christina Ricci?
Yes.
Yeah, and Liam Neeson. I like it because she's naked a lot in that.
Yeah, she's naked a lot.
The movie, it's kind of ambiguous because, like, she's up and she's walking around and he's talking to her. And he's like, you're dead, so I guess you should lay down so I can...
Yeah, she didn't want to accept that she was dead.
Yeah, but then, like, her fiancé comes, and he's like, I think she's alive. So was she alive, or was she dead?
She was dead, but the little boy that saw her in the window had the same gift as Liam Neeson, that he could see dead people and talk to them. So he went and told, what's his name?
Fiance, right? Or whatever.
Yeah, what boyfriend? Justin Long.
Yeah.
Yeah, told him, I saw your girlfriend. She's alive. So, yeah. And Justin then...
belly button. Yeah. Belly button.
And finally, Get Out.
All right. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Waiting for this.
I haven't seen it yet.
Me either.
Oh. Well, if you haven't seen it, I don't want to ruin the ending.
Well, don't ruin the ending. Just tell us what you thought of the movie.
Yeah.
I... It was ridiculous.
Yeah?
I don't know who the fuck these people are that are saying that this is the best horror and scary movie. Wow. It was not scary.
I kind of had a feeling that's
how it's right. I can't believe it passed Hannibal. This is ridiculous. I want to recount.
It must be like a younger crowd hype.
It is. I think so.
It's not horror fans. Right. It's mainstream movie fans. Yeah. And I think a lot of that has to do with like today's political climate and stuff like that. Mm. They kind of feel like they have to like it or otherwise they're going to be called racists or something.
Oh, I can see now how he wrote this as a comedy movie and it just like boomed out of control for him. Yeah. It's wow. absurd.
All right. Well, I mean, I'll check it out eventually, but yeah. I'm in no hurry to do so.
Same here.
Whatever. All right, buddy. Did you get a minute and a half to watch anything?
Pretty much. I saw one episode of Supernatural, so that's about it.
Oh, Jesus, man. You're breaking my heart over here. I know. I'm getting tired just thinking about this.
You should like play a movie on your phone and put some headphones in while you're working. That way, if you can't see it, at least you can hear it.
That's a good idea.
Well, one of the jobs I can't have.
You can't do that. Oh, okay.
That's a deal breaker for me. All right, inmates, we'd love to hear what you got to watch this week. As usual, the email is thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com, or you get us on the regular old mental health hotline at 775-387-0275. Or you can just drop us a line to say, what's up? Tell Monica to calm down with her ethnic slurs. Tell Buddy to take a day off, for Christ's sakes. Whatever you want to do, we'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, how about some immersion therapy?
Yeah.
Immersion therapy.
Uh-huh. A little frailty for us.
Yeah.
It's a good mm-hmm. show.
Love it.
Did you see, the first time I saw it, I didn't see that ending coming.
Right.
And I like what's wrong with Matthew McConaughey?
I like him.
Nothing, I say.
He was hot in that movie.
He's hot in every movie, yeah. I think. No,
he's
right?
not hot anymore. I thought anymore. He looked the same.
yeah. I mean, you can see in the face a little bit now, you know.
He hasn't recovered since he lost all that weight to play that one movie.
The Magic Mike. Was that it?
No.
The one where he had AIDS.
Yeah he hasn't one. Recovered from that, seriously.
That's tough, man. That's why I'll never be an actor.
He used to be hot.
My now. Startling lack of talent also is a good reason. And apparently I'm not too attractive.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you didn't have to. There's thousands of people out there telling me I'm not attractive. Ask my wife, she'll tell you.
Well, she wouldn't have married you if she felt like that.
I do have a very nice penis. I've been
told. That's amazing. You'll have to show it to us.
I'll do it. I'll whip it out.
I don't need to see it.
I'm going
to
need to fluff up a little bit though first. What do you guys think of Frailty? Pretty good show?
Oh, I love it.
I liked it.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show. I think it was written and directed by Bill Paxton, wasn't it?
It made me feel sad watching it that he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a great actor, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Only guy to be killed by the Predator, the Alien, and the Terminator.
Yeah, sucks to be him.
Yeah, right.
That's a hard life right there.
Lance Henriksen almost got the same thing, except he got killed by the Alien in AVP instead of the Predator. He was killed by the Terminator and the Alien twice.
Oh.
Instead of the Predator. That sucks, huh? But he's still alive, so he may show up in one of these other Predator movies. Yeah. So, there you go.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, if God tells you to do something, just take a minute, you know? You don't have to do it.
Yeah, not right away.
I mean, just think about it before you start.
Do you think you they really had the visions?
I guess. I mean, with the ending, you have to, because like, he's getting away with it, and he marched himself right into the FBI headquarters.
Yeah, and then cameras were blurry.
Cameras got all blurry and shit. And
Yeah, that kind of gave me the chills when he shook the one cop's hand, and he's like, "You're a good man."
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That like, who's that other guy? Powers Booth. The guy that played the FBI
agent. Oh, yeah.
He always plays a bad motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Always a villain.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bad man.
Good actor, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on, buddy. What do you got for us this week, dude?
All right, this week, let's take it out into the wilderness and watch 2014's Backcountry. It is written and directed by Adam McDonald, and it stars Jeff Roop, Missy Peregrim, Nicholas Campbell, and Eric Belfour.
Eric Belfour, huh?
Yeah.
Very cool, man. Check that out, inmates. We'll do the same, and we can compare notes next week.
Yeah.
But before we do that, we have to educate one Miss Monica.
Yeah, we do.
Educating Miss Monica.
Monica, hit us with your clues one more time, please.
The British are coming. No,
I'm what?
Tea party? Yeah.
Although technically it could be considered a clue for this movie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Are you real? Do you really speak, or is it in my head? We have a beautiful lake that we're adding bodies to. We're going to get caught. Why do I keep listening to you? Why?
It was the lake that gave it away for me. It's magic. Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
Little ventriloquist. I think that was one of the first killer ventriloquist doll movies that I recall.
I haven't seen it.
No? Mm-hmm. It's a good show. It's basically he's a ventriloquist and he's going insane because he thinks his doll is telling him to kill people. So,
do you think it was?
No, I think he's just a crazy guy.
Because what really scared me as a kid was that Twilight Zone episode.
Oh yeah,
the talking dummy.
Oh, did you see the one? There's an episode of Tales from the Crypt with Bobcat Goldthwait and Don Rickles.
Oh, I remember that one too.
Where Don Rickles is the ventriloquist, but then it turns out he's got like a mutant buddy on his hand.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he like chops it off, and then it runs around and kills people.
Yeah.
Ah, good times. Alrighty, Monica, let's hear it.
Okay. It started with one bite. What is happening to me? I'm craving the taste of blood. Now I'm super cool with my shades, and I can still go outside. But why are people following me? And here's a hashtag. Be patient, my fat friend.
Oh. Yeah. I think I got you. Yeah. All right. Right on. Yeah, I got you. All right, inmates. Think about that. See what you come up with. And if you really want to know the answer beforehand, I'll tell you. in the meantime, why don't we put this guy to bed with a little werewolf athletics action?
Mm-hmm.
The Company of Wolves.
Hey, how about you put some fucking sunscreen on, you moron? Yeah. God damn, dude. I wasn't even out in the sun that long, I didn't think. 3 miler, that takes about a half an hour. Saturday, I got it pretty good because I was out picking up dog shit all day. And then a 5 miler, that's like 40 minutes for me.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking spit roasted over here. I'm going to start peeling pretty quick. That sucks. I hate that.
Oh, peeling is the worst.
You get all itchy and shit's flaking off you, getting on your clothes. It's bullshit.
And you lose your tan.
Or what's even worse is you get another tan on top of the peeling, and then you peel again and you have like a weird camouflage thing going on. It's really gross.
Yeah.
Or you'll get freckles.
Oh, talk to my wife about that. Her freckles are fucking gnarly. I actually think she looks cuter when the freckles come out. She gets a little bit of sun, and they all spot those from outer space. Put some sunscreen on, inmates, especially if you're going to be being athletic or something like that. I failed to do so, and I'm paying for it now. So let's do that. I think that's about it for the week. Unless you guys got anything?
No.
Mm-hmm. Monica, no? Buddy? Mm-hmm. You all right?
Yep.
You gonna make it?
Yep.
All right. That is finally fucking putting an end to Eric Roberts.
Yeah, match. Thank goodness. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's just for shits and giggles, let's do a power ranking on these four movies, mm-hmm. shall we? Mm-hmm. Going from best to worst.
From shit to shitter?
shitty to even more shitty. I would go Human Centipede 3, Joker's Poltergeist, Dark Moon Rising, then The Summoning.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Monica fucking skipped out on The Summoning.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go the Dark Werewolf is 4.
Yeah.
The Summoning is 3, because I don't know. Joker's Poltergeist is 2, and Centipede 1.
Did you watch Joker's Poltergeist?
I don't think so.
You bitch, you got out of 2 Eric Roberts movies.
I didn't watch that one, remember?
I will email it to you, and you will watch it.
Yeah, you have to watch those two.
We are not suffering through this alone, Monica. Shit. All right, well, at least it's over. Good news. Cake Wolf is going to save us next month with Italian Month.
Yay.
Thank Christ for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think... Tony, if you're really thinking about doing the Sci-Fi Month, please... Think of your old friends, Buddy and Monica. Don't think of me. You hate me. But think about Buddy and Monica here, will you? Join us next week. We're going to be jumping right into Italian Month with Cemetery Man. We'll pick it up from there. In the meantime, inmates, like, comment, subscribe over at iTunes if you could. You can always donate over at the Patreon. You can donate in two ways now. The usual Patreon link at paddedroom.podbean.com. Whoa. Or you can do it through Podbean now. They have their own crowdfunding system set up there. The rewards are the same across the board, so whatever you do, you'll get a little something extra. Check out the T-shirt villain, T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com. And what else? Oh, the Amazon link. If you have any Amazon shopping to do, click through our little link there, and we'll get a kickback.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I think that's going to be about it for the week. Join us next week for Cemetery Man. In the meantime, for Buddy, Miss Monica, and the Padded Room Podcast, I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Bye.
Enjoy the rest of your week. I want to know how to survive the nightlife. The truth and death, a drug for the first time.